From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In like a lion, out like a lamb is a phrase synonymous with March, and it will be accurate for at least part of the U.S. this year as meteorological spring gets underway. AccuWeather veteran meteorologist and long-range forecaster Paul Pastelak and AccuWeather's team of long-range forecasters also have the scoop on Punxsutawney Phil, who on February 2nd will make the call on whether there will be an early spring or six more weeks of winter. Spring-like weather could be late to arrive in more than a dozen states across the southern United States, while an early end to winter is possible in regions of the northern tier. Meteorological spring kicks off on Friday, March 1st, while astronomical spring begins on the equinox, which takes place on March 19th. When can folks safely stow away their snow shovels for the season? Will severe weather be hyperactive in Tornado Alley? How long will El Nino continue? I've got the answers to those questions with today's AccuWeather's 2024 spring forecast. The snow drought finally came to an end in major cities along the Interstate 95 corridor, following more than 700 consecutive days without an inch of snow accumulating. And there will be more chances for snow as spring gets underway. The window of opportunity for snowstorms in the east will remain open through the first half of March, bringing the chance of plowable snow and providing a nice boost to ski resorts across the region. Afterwards, the weather pattern will flip and the risk of significant snowfall will diminish for most of the east coast. Pastelak said there could be some additional chances for snow across the interior northeast into April, but the odds for meaningful snow accumulation in places like New York City, Philadelphia, and D.C. will be low after mid-March. The stormy pattern will not let up despite the surge in temperatures, though, and the abundance of rainfall in April could bog down parts of the eastern U.S., especially across the southeast. Drought conditions have been improving across the region throughout the winter months, and systems swinging through the southeast will continue to erase the rainfall deficits in the coming months. However, the rain could end up being too much of a good thing. Springtime rainstorms will have the potential to trigger flooding from the Gulf Coast through the Mid-Atlantic, including around Charlotte and Raleigh, Orlando and Tallahassee, Atlanta, and Richmond. The prospects of frequent rainfall in the southeast could also limit temperatures, resulting in a slower transition from winter to spring conditions. As the calendar flips to May, residents across the southeast should also start to prepare for the impending Atlantic hurricane season, as 2024 could feature a tropical system before the season officially gets underway on June 1st. The arrival of spring signals the start of severe weather season across the nation's heartland, and AccuWeather meteorologists say the worst of the thunderstorms and tornadoes could focus on a different area than recent years when severe weather blitzed the Tennessee Valley and Mississippi Valley. Severe weather may fire up early across the Gulf Coast states in March and will shift and expand across the plains through April and into May, encompassing the traditional Tornado Alley. Damaging winds and hail will be most prevalent, while the number of tornadoes throughout the season could finish slightly lower than the historical average, especially in March and April. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic and New England can also expect an uptick in severe weather in May as well. Farther north, across the Midwest and Northern Plains, spring warmth is likely to arrive earlier than the historical average, but dry spells and pockets of drought could limit the severe weather potential until later in the season. A lack of snow throughout the winter has been one factor in the drought, But Pastalock said that the drought is not expected to get any worse heading into spring. There is also some good news for farmers and gardeners across the region. El Nino drove the weather pattern across the West Coast throughout the winter, and while the storms have not been as prolific as they were last winter, rounds of rain drenched areas from Seattle through Los Angeles, while yards of snow piled up in the mountains. But change is on the horizon. Pastalock said that El Nino has peaked, and we are going in the other direction now, adding that El Nino may collapse as the water temperatures near the equator of the eastern Pacific cool off and trend closer to long-term averages. Despite the shift, the stormy pattern is likely to persist into the first part of spring before the wet season concludes. The storm track will gradually retreat northward throughout the spring, allowing long stretches of dry conditions across California. The shift cannot come soon enough for some locations, including San Diego, where flooding ensued after its fourth wettest day on record. Stormy weather is likely to linger longer in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Spring as a whole is forecast to be warmer than the historical average across the majority of the West, with the exception of the Four Corners, where winter's chill could hang on longer than other regions. The widespread warmth will fuel snowmelt in the mountains across the Rockies, the Cascades, and Sierra Nevada, which will trickle down into rivers and reservoirs, but it is not expected to bring the same flooding issues experienced last spring. In California, the overabundance of snowmelt last spring led to a ghost lake appearing for the first time since 1997. Melting snow throughout the spring and into summer will continue to fill water reservoirs across the region, including some of the most crucial reservoirs in the West. In January, the water level in Lake Mead surpassed 1,070 feet for the first time since 2021. The water level on the lake will gradually rise into the summer as the snow that has fallen over the Rocky Mountains melts and feeds rivers. This snow melt will help to supply water to farms and cities during the driest time of the year. That's all for now. More tomorrow on AccuWeather Daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.